Okay. Hopefully everyone is ready. And before we continue into our guided meditation for today, I would like to first of all acknowledge the incredible bravery and the incredible intention that I've seen in your emails and your questions in filling out the forms. It was both heartwarming and inspiring to know that we can really take it to this level and that you're ready. And so I want to thank you as well as congratulate you for from the same place. And what I want to do right now is actually read one of the emails I just received. Says, hello, Eric, you are most welcome to share this. And this is why I'm sharing this, even though I'm not going to share the names, not in this course, I'm not going to share the names, as a lot of this information is completely, highly, highly private. And as I said, I will protect that information as much as I can in terms of not as much as I can. I will definitely be protective, and you have no worry about that. But in this case, it says you are most welcome to share this. Obviously, it is an invitation to help and guide others in that. So here is what it's saying. That's in the response to the video that I suggested for you to watch, where there was an indicator of six different levels of loss of individuality. Hear what I'm saying, of loss of individuality. Now, once I read this short email, I also want to mention another scenario of loss of individuality that affects us today, specifically in this module of the first karmic ring. So here is what the email says. I can see after listening to the video how my mother came down with cancer. She was abandoned by her biological father, and immediate family kept that a secret. She was dominated and controlled most of her life, lived in a marriage where she could not express her emotions without a big conflict. My father was an abusive alcoholic. She had very little freedom to enjoy and was very depressed, totally dependent for money. She may have spoke up for what she wanted, but she never got what she wanted. She suffered through a lot of disrespect. She suffered a lot of emotional and physical pain. She turned to cigarettes for relief. Despite her challenges, she was a good mother to her three sons. In those days, she had no authority to turn to and was in a very trapped situation. She died 4 months after her second husband died. Blessings. Thank you for that. Thank you for allowing us to read such personal and reflect this personal information. So this is where we stand. Of course, the luck in the past, the lack of ability to express your individuality was a source for illness. And often it would be expressed in the form of cancer. But what I want you to notice is that level of lack of ability to express your individuality could also be an internal resistance, not only one that is brought upon by a second karma ring or third karma ring, but it most likely has been predisposed on the very first, the true resistance to oneself, the true resistance to one's own potential. And we're going to begin with recognizing that this is what we want to resolve today through the process of inner work. And I will paraphrase something that was written 3,000 years ago. Those of you who know me long enough, you know that I've read a lot of King Solomon and have been amazed by his wisdom. And one thing he said about 3,000 years ago, that he said, guard your heart from all its flaws. That is, as it is, all comes from your heart. Now, it is a translation of an ancient text. But even today, we recognize where the first step of self-awareness is. It is in the chest. It is the heart that loves. It is the heart that resents. It is the breath that's being overwhelmed and shortens. It is the anxiety and the stress and the fear that lies in the heart. But of course not the heart as an organ, but truly the level of our potential that is not being met in the sphere of the fourth chakra. Now today's modern science also discovered the source of stress. Or should I say the outcomes of stress and anxiety, which instantly expresses itself in cellular memory and the illness that follows. And in our case, we recognize the awakening of neurogenesis or physical rejuvenation, the moment that we awaken the power of the fourth chakra. Or the moment that stress diminishes. And of course that awakening is the awareness also of possibility of growth in the vertical time. If you see the connection that neurogenesis allows us to have a greater perception. The greater perception feeds from the top down, lets those higher qualities of energy reflect in the sense, in the first presence of awareness of self in the heart, in the fourth chakra, and then by that allowing us to grow. So here we go. I want you to make sure your eyes are closed, make sure that we begin standing up, hands free to our sides. And here it is, that meeting of two worlds, you know, the saint and Lucifer, or God and Lucifer, and maybe in this case, us meeting with our own potential. But we're going to do something completely different today. Just relax into your postures, into your movement, and let's allow something new to be experienced. We've done amazing with the silver tray meditation, and all of you have really sent amazing feedback for the success. There's no reason in the world we shouldn't revisit heaven. And really in that heaven, as we come up to those big doors, and they open, we will have to face our own potential, our own selves, the highest level, the one that lives in heaven, the one that lives in already in a state, but only in a state of energy. So I really want you to follow through with me right now as we kind of relax even more into the postures, into the movement. And let ourselves imagine the gates of heaven. Maybe they're all white, exceptionally beautiful. And as we arrive, they open up to us. Behind those gates is what we're after. The knowledge, the manifested potential. But as we enter heaven, we are met by a guide, an angel. And he makes us sign a form, and we open that form, and the form says, I, and then there's a blank, you gotta fill in your name. I fill in your name. Am promising, taking the responsibility of not taking anything away from heaven. I'm not coming to receive. There's a definite form which we have to sign, and then there's a place for a signature. And as we enter to heaven, we obligated not to take away anything from heaven. As it wouldn't serve us, and therefore we recognize that and we sign the form that we agree not to take anything away. And once we do, miraculously, we start hearing the music playing. Once we put that signature down, we hear that music play, that calming, beautiful music, coming from nowhere and everywhere at once. As if it's just playing inside of us. And our feet are just feeling so light as we enter. The ground is both sturdy and strong, but yet so soft at the same time. We look around and we see waiters dressed beautiful. But this time, it's no longer that long table we saw before. There are individual round tables. Kind of interesting design. They're more spherical than round. And we are directed to one of those tables. It seems to be empty. We gladly sit down, awaiting what happens next. Suddenly, we see a waiter coming up to our table, carrying a silver tray, smiling to us. We smile back. There's no envelope on the silver tray. There's actually a small box. Of a velvet box. Almost looks like a music box, but we don't know what that box is. And as we look closer, that box is locked. And there's a combination lock. Combination lock that kind of looks like one of those suitcase combination locks, you know, the old James Bond, where you spin the wheel, except instead of numbers, those wheels have letters. And we remember that password, that personal key that you received. Remember that? Now let's see if that works. Let's see if that key works. When you go ahead and you pick up that box, you place it in front of you on the table. You thank that waiter. There's a feeling of belonging comes over you. Feeling of trust that you are in the right place. You trust it so much that you decide to enter that personal keyword. See if the box will open. Go ahead. Do that in your mind's eye. You enter the first letter, second, the third, the fourth. If you have any more letters, enter them as well. Can you try that box? See if it opens. There's a chance the box will open, and once it does, inside the box, there's a folded paper. And as you open the paper up, there is a question written in the paper. There's a question. The question has to do with that feeling of belonging. Where is my place? Where do I feel at home? Look at that question and see if you could pick it up. You can either remember it or write it down on the piece of paper you have next to you. You fold that piece of paper back, you put it back into the box, close the box. The waiter comes back, picks it up, and walks away. Wow. You receive the question. You wonder if you're allowed to ask questions in heaven. It arrives, so you let it be, and before you know it, the waiter comes back, holding a silver tray. On top of the silver tray, there is another box, very similar to the one before. You feel that energy from your spine rising to your lower abdomen. You know what that question has to do with. What's in the box? You can already guess. But nevertheless, you are patient. You're humble. you thank the waiter for the box you place it in front of you. You see again a combination lock. You try that personal key again. You enter those letters one at a time, spinning each of the wheels. Now, no longer a surprise, the box actually opens. And as it opens, there is a folded paper inside. You open that paper, and there's not a question in there. Question that has to do with your sexuality, your relation. It shouldn't take you more than 10 seconds to figure out what's written on that paper, or else your mind will start recreating, writing. You don't want to be writing. You don't want to be creating anything there. You just want to receive the question. Write it down if you have to on a piece of paper next to you. If it came, excellent. What is that question? Don't leave it for later. It's not simple to later remember. What was that question? You fold that paper back, you put it in the box, close the box. You place it gently on the tray. You thank the waiter and you wonder what happens next. Before you know it, another waiter, a different waiter comes by with another silver tray. Again, no surprises here. A velvet box, another color on the tray. You smile, you thank the waiter, you place it in front of you on the table. You easily find the lock. You quickly now turn on the combination, it works. The box opens up. You unfold the paper and you feel that tingling in your stomach, in your abdomen. It is a third chakra. There's a question there. See if you can pick up that question. Don't doubt it. 10 seconds at most. You got it, great. You didn't get it, that's fine. No loss. Write it down if you have it. What is the question? You fold the paper back, put it back in the box, close the box. Place it gently on the tray, thank the waiter. And you will smile to yourself. Wow. Before you know it, the next waiter is tapping on your shoulder. You turn around to your left, but the waiter is to your right. bringing back a tray with another box. You quickly take the box, you don't want to waste your time. You quickly take your box, place it in front of you, thank the waiter. Quickly enter the password. Your key. Your personal key. Open the box and put it inside the box. It's like a mirror. Suddenly this light is shining. You see the reflections of yourself everywhere. But there is a paper there, folded. You start feeling the pressure in the chest, tingling, almost a fear of what you're going to find out. You open and fold the paper, and you read the question that is there. You trust it. Don't take any more than 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You fold over the paper. Put it back into the box, close the box. Give it back to the waiter. If needed, write down the question on your paper next to you. And internalize that. Just a question. Remember, you can't take away anything from heaven. You've signed the paper, so only the questions you can't have the answers with. So don't attempt to receive the answers to those questions. Not yet. Just the questions. You made a contract. Before you know it, a waiter is walking towards you from the far corner, carrying a silver tray. And no surprises, another box. Now you're feeling the tingling in your throat. Ah, and the pressure in your neck. Now you recognize that pressure. You know it. It's much easier to feel the higher chakras than it did the lower. The lower is you have to guess. The higher is you feel them right away. The waiter comes very, very close. You smile to the waiter. You're just being polite. You pick up that box real fast. Place it in front of you on the table. Quickly spin each of the letters of your personal key. Open that box. Inside the box are many faces, some of the faces you may even recognize. There's also a note. It's a reflection of those faces, of course. And then there's a note folded inside. You open it up quickly. There's another question there. You see the question. Take your time. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You fold over the paper, place it back into the box, quickly close that box, give it back to the waiter. It becomes easier and easier to read what's on the paper. Remember that question, write it down if you need to, I recommend you do, on the paper next to you. And close your eyes back again. Don't think of answers right now. You've agreed not to take away anything. Just the questions. Suddenly you hear footsteps from far. Of course, there's another waiter coming your way. You're smiling before they even arrive. You thank them as they bid. You take the box off the tray, place it in front of you. Quickly enter your key, the personal key. Open the box. On the inside of the box, there is a postcard. Photograph. You observe the image of the photograph, turn the postcard around, and there's a question written on the inside of the postcard. It really feels like pressure in your forehead, almost like this helmet is again placed on you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. 8, 9, 10. Put the poster back facing down so the photograph is facing you. Close the box. You place it back on the tray. Thank the waiter. And you relax. That was likely even more obvious. Suddenly, that angel that greeted you at the front of the gate to heaven so lightly approaching you. You can feel him. You can feel his vibration before you turn around and see him coming. You can feel it. You can feel it everywhere. You can feel it everywhere around you. And he too is holding a tray, and on top of that tray as you is coming closer. There's a silver lamp, oil lamp. And he says, this is a gift. This is a gift for you. I know you didn't come to receive anything here, and you've signed that you wouldn't, but because you have fulfilled your promise, your commitment, this is a lamp that you can take with you back. And with that lamp, there was an instruction envelope, and you thank the angel, and before you know it, oof, you're back on Earth. Let me ask you a question right now. You're back on Earth. Where are you right now? Where did you go back to? Where are you? What was that place? Just make a mental note. How are you feeling? Wherever you're at right now. What's on your mind? What are you desiring? Look around, who's next to you? Is there a window? Or is there a field? If there's a field or a window, look out in front of you. Look out of that window, what is it? Look out in the field, far away. What is it that you see? Wherever you're at, look. At the horizon. Look outside of the immediate physical place. What is it that you see? Suddenly you remember that lamp, that oil lamp. Well, if it came from heaven, there must be some magic in it. You decide to look for that envelope that came with the lamp for the instructions. You find it easily. You're holding it, you know. You open it up. It says, just rub the lamp and say your personal key, your magic word, and a genie will come out. Once you do, he will grant you a wish. You quickly do that. You rub the lamp, and you say your personal key word. And surprise, surprise, as promised, the genie comes out. Very big one. Who does the genie remind you of? What does it look like? Look at his face. It doesn't have to, but it's just interesting. And the genie says, you have one wish, and you have 10 seconds to wish it. No one will ever know what it is that you wished, and it will manifest in your life, and you will deserve it. It will not be something that you received as a gift. It will be something that you truly deserve. And the genie starts counting the 10 seconds for you to wish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Nine, 10. You should have that wish clear by now. Don't change. Just that one. Once the genie counted to 10, poof, he disappeared and you appeared with your wish fulfilled. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Can you take yourself in? Relax into your postures, into your movement. Express yourself the best you can in your thoughts. There's incredible genius in the gift of the question and in the gift of the one wish. I would love you to stay in this space for a little bit longer, to explore yourself, your resistance, as in the next few weeks we're going to be resolving these, strengthening these. Giving them power. Bringing the answers of reality from your potential. A little bit different way of working with the energy. At this stage, at this early stage. I will send you the forms. Will make it easier for you to fill out your experience, so we can take it to the next step. Purpose today was to get to know yourself a little better. We visited to some degree your own potential this moment. We visited and faced the real resistances that we have at different levels of awareness, different levels of energy. We'll find out how to use them. I welcome your questions, your comments, and you will be receiving a very detailed form to help you fill it out. And as I said, that we can take it to the next level. Thank you for being here today. I encourage you to stay in the energy a little bit longer. As always, we, even though we complete the presentation, the moment that usually I get off air, energy starts flowing tremendously. Thank you. I'm receiving some responses already. But let us wait. We're going to be working through this process in the next few weeks together. As we said, you're welcome to send me any of your feedbacks throughout the week, and we will be working through a lot of things on a very personal level. So we're just at the beginning. I want to congratulate you for the first step, for the trust in your own experience, and look in your emails for the forums in the next day or so. And we'll speak soon. This is our Karmascope project, very first step. Congratulations. We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.